It's a Tuesday. This is how we wrap it up. Alex, you go first.
Wrap it up to Russell Wilson, I ask.
What are you doing?
I basically get first dibs on Seahawks stuff from now on, right? Dangerous himself, guy who refuses to have sex with his fiance Ciara because he has this idea in his head that not having sex makes you a good person, Russell Wilson, gave a commencement speech at Wisconsin the other day. Before I get to the content, can we acknowledge that a guy giving a commencement speech at a school he attended for 3 months is dumb? Don't care who it is, but especially for a guy who only went there for football season. Unless you're a president or a world leader, you can't get away with that, in my opinion. Now to the content. Dangerous decided to give an account of how his career at NC State ended and why he ended up going to Wisconsin for those 3 months. Held up his hand like a phone, simulated a call he had with NC State coach Tom O'Brien, and told the graduates that O'Brien told him he'd never have a chance at the NFL, that he'd never play for NC State his senior year, and that O'Brien told him he should just quit football. So Wilson overcame that negative attitude, went to Wisconsin, lost a Rose Bowl to Oregon, and became a star in the NFL. Cool story, bro. Fake story, bro. Because it's public knowledge that O'Brien really wanted Wilson to be his quarterback, asked him to commit to football and not play baseball his senior year, but Wilson refused, so O'Brien gave the starting job to Mike Glennon, who, by the way, was a future NFL draft pick and currently backs up Jameis Winston in Tampa. And Wilson basically forced his hand because he never dispelled rumors that he wasn't going to quit football himself and be a pro baseball player. So Wilson lied to a bunch of college grads just to make himself sound cool. Bruh, just play football. You're really good at it. Everything else is a big ol' L for you, as we ask.
What are you doing?
All right, to Warriors fans still whining about the no travel call on Westbrook, I asked.
What are you doing?
Really? Surprised a superstar player didn't get whistled for something they stopped calling in 1988. Plus, you actually believe that's the reason the Thunder won? Officials blew that momentum and 13-point Golden State lead? Yeah, right. They forced Curry into 9 of 22? Yeah, right. They got out-rebounded 52 to 44? Yeah, right. They shot 65% from the line? Yeah, right. They forced Steph Curry into 7 turnovers? It's their fault. The team that had won all 37 games when leading by double digits at halftime lost its first. They let Russell Westbrook pick their pockets 7 times. Grow up, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To people who set up a petition for Jamarcus Russell to play in the NFL, I ask.
What are you doing?
I don't have a name because the petition was started by a quote-unquote loyal fan, but there is a Twitter handle and a petition on Care2 Petitions that is trying to give Jamarcus Russell a second chance at the NFL. My guess is it's his mom. By the way, no one's a bigger fan than mom. But the simple mission statement on the petition reads like this. Everybody deserves a second chance at their dreams, end quote. Russell recently did an interview saying he'd play for free just to have another chance at the NFL. He's in the running as the biggest draft bust in history. But beyond him playing horrible for his time in Oakland, here are the plain facts right now. He hasn't played an organized sport in 7 years. He is currently 30 years old. And the last we saw him in the news prior to him talking about his unrealistic dreams was because he got arrested for drinking purple drink, which, if you don't know, is also called lean and is a nice little combination of your choice of alcohol, your choice of soda, maybe some candy like Jolly Ranchers, and liquid codeine. I'm told it's a good time, not so much a good time that a prospective professional athlete is generally into. 30, overweight, and high on scissorp is no way to go through life, son. Get a real job, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Let's go double-barreled. Alabama footballers Cam Johnson and Lawrence Hootie Jones, I ask.
What are you doing?
Hootie.
Yeah, part of the Tide's national title team that won the second playoff ever, winning that shootout against Clemson. Johnson, a first-team All-SEC performer at tackle. Hootie, a backup DB, found his way into 9 games. Well, the rocket scientists were arrested this morning in Louisiana. Drug possession, weapons-related charges. Both geniuses had guns, but Robinson's was special. It was stolen. Of course, no comment yet from Nick Saban. After all, they lost a lot of guys. These guys are important in what really matters down there. Football, as we ask.
What are you doing?
By the way, I forgot to mention the Jamarcus Russell petition currently has 15 signatures on it. His mom and his mom and her friends, right? Her book club. That's got to be it. To Bud Selig, I ask.
What are you doing?
The original worst commissioner in sports, Bud Selig, is back in the news after some comments he made with Mike Francesa and guest host Bill Simmons on Francesa's radio show this week. When asked about the MLB All-Star Game, determining home field advantage in the World Series, something it could be argued that around 90% of baseball fans, players, managers, etc., think is a dumb idea, Selig defended it, saying that the All-Star Game had become boring, and that while the game, you know, while the idea isn't perfect, they had to do something to make the game exciting and get players excited about playing in it. And to that end, it's been successful. No, bud. The game still doesn't matter. The game is still boring. Players still don't want to play in it. But now the game determines who can win the highest prize in the entire sport. Go back in your hole, bud. The most exciting part of the All-Star Weekend is the home run derby. Literally no one other than the players involved who get bonuses and can basically take a vacation in a cool city for free actually care about the result of the game. And in most cases, people don't care about the game itself. Did he think there would all of a sudden be a playoff atmosphere or something? All-Star games are dumb, period. And that's like, I don't even know what else to say. So to Bud Selig, we ask.
What are you doing?
All righty, I think that successfully wraps it up.